may be recorded for protection, information, and training purposes. Further information is available on our website. If you would like advice about how to make a complaint, or you have a general inquiry about the complaints process, please press 1. If you'd like an update on a complaint you have already made, or wish to make a new complaint, please contact the relevant police force or police body directly. If you have an ongoing matter with the IOPC, or you know the name of the person you wish to speak to.
Thank you. You will now be transferred to customer service.
Good afternoon, IOPC. James speaking. Can I say your name, please?
My name's Simon. Simon Cordell. How are you doing, James?
I'm very good, thank you. How can I help today?
I'm having a few issues with the Metropolitan Police, and they're quite severe. They're high-grade level issues, and they're mandatory that they get addressed. I'm basically being illegally detained in my house. I'm phoning up the police and asking them to rectify the issues, and whenever I call 999, I'm recording the conversations. They're telling me that I'm a black bastard on the phone, telling me that I've been robbed, they don't care, that I've been robbed, there's nothing I can do about it. They falsified an ASBO application for the organisation of illegal raves. It states illegal raves. I went to court, they threw it outside my front door, and I was on curfew for a year. While I was on curfew for a year on stringent bail conditions for handling stolen goods, they said that I found a gazebo inside a building that had been lived in under Section 144. I got held...
Can you confirm, have you spoken to us before?
I've got another ongoing case with yourself now where I've got the police officers... I've got the police on recording. So now, that's been going on for so long. Like, what I've actually had to do is I've built a website, and I've built a full official report, and it's got every detail of me speaking to the advisor inside your office, every email between my mum and that person, what happened on that day, and it's a full diary from 2006 every single day with all the problem statements. Every time that I phone up 999, I'd phone them up on a daily routine just to try to test them, their statutory duties, and to see if they're acting as reasonable people and acting under the Reforms and Police Codes of Act. And what they would do is, I phoned them yesterday, they'd say to me, they don't care, I've been robbed, there's nothing that I can do about it, and put the phone down on me. They're letting people... Go on.
So you're wanting to make a new complaint then?
It's one massive complaint. It's joint circular and malfeasance of public office. So it's not that they're just attacking me on one incident, it's multiple different incidents where they're attacking me, and these laws do exist for cases just like mine. So I would like to tie all of the cases together and the incidents together that the Metropolitan Police that I'm accusing them of doing. I've got an application here called the Organisation of Illegal Raids. While I was on curfew, they threw it outside my front door. And what that ASBO done was they never arrested me for something that was illegal. They put it under standalone ASBO, which is illegal in the beginning. I went to court defending myself against this case. Now, what it done, it had 6 people inside the ASBO application, events that people had been throwing while I was on curfew. Now, I know 3 of the people, but 3 of them could be your children. They're the next younger generations below my generation. I don't know the other 3 children. So what I'd done is I went to Facebook, and I copied the event pages of these people so I can prove right this second that they weren't my events. I never threw the events. I've got the Facebooks. The people done them in their own personal names. So, like, there's one of them's called Progress Way, and the gentleman was called Chris Lurcher Lewis that threw the party. I do know him. He was throwing parties in occupied buildings while I was on curfew. And the police, a police officer called Adrian Combs, who's a sergeant for Essex, He knew Chris was going to throw the party in Essex. I never knew this party was happening. I hadn't been going to them. I was working for Bliss Charity. I had the keys to my community hall, helping kids with cerebral palsy. I was working in my community, legit, under my company head. What he done is he kept phoning Chris and telling Chris not to throw this party. Chris rudely kept putting the phone down on him and didn't do his homework on who this police officer was. Adrian Combs is more than just a sergeant. He owns Big Boss Limited, which is a private limited company which manages all of the festivals, Glastonbury and everyone. So he's a very powerful man, and he's a very honest police officer with dignity. Now, what he done is he got fed up of Chris putting the phone on down him, so he...
Mr. Cole, sorry, just to stop you there. So, I can only advise you advise you on the police complaints process. And I know that you mentioned that you've got an ongoing case with us, which I can see, you know, it's gone for another reinvestigation appeal. But if you do have any new allegations or anything like that, it'll have to be in the form of a new complaint, I'm afraid.
These police officers, I've got them on. I've got cameras in my front room now, yeah. And I've got cameras in my kitchen and cameras in every room in my house. I have to protect myself in my house because they're missing the victim's signatures of at the ASBO. Say there's 12 events in the ASBO. They forged all the MG11 forms and never put no true fit. They never had no victims.
So is this a new, separate complaint? No.
It's the same police. It's the same old police officers, and they all know each other. Because when I've got them coming into my house, like they come in my house the other day to try to arrest me and to try to steal my computer out of my house. They need to get the evidence. When they're in my house, I'm showing them the ASBO with all the forgery and the miss. The timestamps to all the CADs go backwards. The 999 CADs all go backwards to each other. So they forged all the paper. Now, when they're in my house, I've got them on camera going, "Oh, we know PC Anderson is our friend. Why are you doing this to PC Anderson?" That them doing that is admitting joint circular. They all know each other, and they're coming into my house to get me because of this. Yeah, they're telling me I'm out of order for touching the traffic officer. The traffic officer is the other case that's going on there, and they're telling me that they're punishing me because of this traffic officer.
So just to stop you there, so are you ringing today to provide further information for your appeal, or have you got new allegations?
I've got new allegations that the police officers are trying to tamper with evidence while it's ongoing.
Right, in that case, okay, so you know the complaints process. Formal one, so it does have to be in writing. I can't take anything that you're saying down.
I have a website here right now that I feel. I've got 20 million emails here right now, 500,000 phone numbers, and I've got all these coppers. They're the worst of the worst. If this goes out in the public, you're never going to see a case like this. I've got 100% in traditional words, 100% in grammar. I've got 100% in everything, yeah? I'm a highly educated person. My mother protects me and won't even let me talk to people because she knows that I do critical damage. Yeah, I won't play about and pussyfoot about with everybody here, yeah? I studied every law that you have to study, all your NIC, CD data, all your regulations 2000. There ain't a law in this country that ain't written on my skin. I know them backwards, yeah? I know them better than anybody. My civil law
and
criminal.
Again, Mr. Cordell, I can't take this information down over the phone. It does have to be right.
I appreciate that. So who can I send this website to, and who can I send all these recordings to and my video evidence to?
And that's for a new complaint.
It's for the same complaint. It's against the Metropolitan Police, which are one company. This company, what they done is because they wanted to cover up the traffic copper and get me out of the country, they put a ban, told everyone that I was banned, and they spread that I had a disease.
I've got proof that they've spread
rumours about me and my partner saying that I've got a disease. I've got all the clinic on recording saying that there's never nothing wrong with me. I've got all my medical notes here. I've got videos of me inviting the coppers into my house in 2014, showing them my medical notes and everything. They're saying we're not helping you, and they run out of my house. They're saying we can't do nothing about this. I've got Sally Gilhurst, the legal executive director, on recording, loads of them, saying to her, "What are you going to do about these timestamps and missing signatures?" She's saying, "I don't care, you're stuck in your house, yeah? There's nothing you're going to do about it." Yeah, then I've got all the executive directors of the Civic Centre all on recording. Then I've got all the call centre on recording, all the neighbourhood teams watch all on recording. I've done every single department because me and my mother were emailing them after they'd done this sex scandal in mine and my partner's name to make me run out of the country. They tried to scare me because of the missing signatures on out of the folder and because of the traffic copper.
Again, I'm not taking any of this information down, just so you're aware.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But I'm
just trying to establish if you're wanting to make a new complaint or you're providing further information for the ongoing.
What I'm trying to get advice of you for. Right now they're one company head. Now that one company had decided to create this as to decide that company had decided to set me up, and I got the copper on recording, the traffic copper. Yeah, that's bad enough. What user I've got over there is condemning. Well, I put it public. I've won it. User are just prolonging it. I think user were prolonging it, hoping that I get kicked out of the country because everyone knows what they're trying to do to me about this illegal ban. Yeah. So I think you were trying to prolong that, and that's why this other case with you have been left so long and not been dealt with, even though you've got the recordings of the copper banged to rights, yeah? And I suffered because of it.
When you say, so we're looking at your appeal, appeal at the moment.
Yeah, against the traffic copper that set me up, that's on recording, outside the nightclub when I was working in the nightclub, and I was managing my nightclub. I was going down there to get my job, and he set me up. Yeah, he said he's going to take my licence off me and that the cops are going to ruin my life.
Right, so this is a new complaint?
Well, it's the same company, is it not?
Yeah, I understand that, but is it new allegations that you're trying to make?
It's additional allegations to them tampering, trying to cover
right,
up this
so
case.
It'd have to be considered as a new complaint.
Why? They're tampering with me.
I can give you the details.
I've already got them, so if you're telling me to forward over the complaint to yourselves, and if I can prove that I'm illegally being detained because of corruption, and that they falsified paper to hold me in my house, the maximum sentence for illegal raves is 6 months if you get arrested, yeah? If they've got enough evidence for criminal conviction, it's 6 months. They didn't have enough evidence for criminal conviction, but somehow they've gave me 7 years plus a year for the gazebo. I'm riding an 8-year curfew. I'm not allowed to give no person an amp, personal or otherwise, without consent. Then they've let all my neighbours attack me, and I've got all the video of my neighbours attacking me.
Yeah, right, I understand. So if you send that information to us, and we'll deal with it accordingly as a new complaint. It's already in writing.
I've already got it. It's 20,000 pages. It's 8 folders long. It's every single day an official report.
Okay.
My dad was a union rep. So I've got all of his books that taught me from Thorns G Lightning how to make reports. There's special manuals that my dad's got for the company. And I've took all the manuals and I've built all the correct algorithms. I've done all the problem statements, factual fiction. I've done everything for every single day and transcribed every recording.
Send that information to us, and we'll receive it and deal with it accordingly. But I can't do anything over the phone, as I've mentioned.
I appreciate it. And if you can see that there is no signatures, no victim signatures, and you can see that the timestamps are wrong and I'm illegally being detained in my... I phone them and I say to them right now, you never proved trespass on the buildings. Yeah, none of you prove trespass on the buildings. Please, will you go to court, call an EGM meeting between yourselves, go to court and just say there was an error in law, can you drop the case under the error in law?
Again, just highlight that in your correspondence.
They refuse to do this.
I appreciate that.
Can you explain to the people in your office that the paperwork's coming over to them? And please, can the other officer in that case, dealing with my other case, get it cleaned up quickly? Because otherwise I'm going to wrap the whole lot up together. Yeah, because I've took every email he's sent, how long he's prolonged the case for. I've got this conversation we're having now on recording. I'm going to be transcribing this conversation up and it's going to go in my diary as well with everything else. And I want the other case to be, it's been going on for 2 years. You've been avoiding sorting it out even though you've got the copper on tape and he's banged to rights for setting me up. And I want a conclusion to the end of that case, or I'm going to have to go public with that as well and with everything else that I've got.
Okay,
so please,
well,
can you ask?
I've advised as much as I can today.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Bye
you have
now.
A good day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.